I'm going to talk to you today about three phases of workplace violence. I'm going to talk to you about phase one, which is before an incident of workplace violence. Then I'm going to talk to you about phase two, which is during an incident of workplace violence. And then I'm going to talk to you about phase three, which is following an incident of workplace violence. Now, the way I'm going to break down my time, I'm going to spend about the first 15 minutes talking about before a workplace violence incident takes place. And the reason for that is because I believe in prevention. The fact of the matter is there are lots of things we can see on the part of an employee working his or her way toward violence that give us an opportunity to intervene. So that's what we're going to spend the first half of our time together talking about. Let me go ahead and get started. And I want to make sure that we understand that we can identify some problematic behaviors. And when I start talking about identifying these behaviors, it's not a profile. It doesn't guarantee you that the person you're seeing is going to come in one day and perpetrate a shooting. But it does guarantee you that there is something going on that warrants a second look. Let me share some stats with you really briefly. They're in your handout, but I'm just going to briefly go over them. We know for a fact, for example, that 1 in 6 violent crimes occurs in the workplace. 1 in 6 violent crimes in this country takes place in the workplace. And the reason that's significant is because sometimes our employees come to work and they kind of let their hair down. We know that 7% of all rapes, 8% of all robberies, and 16% of all assaults that happen in this country take place in the workplace. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why that's relevant to you as we move forward. Now, besides lives and injuries and things like that, I do want you to understand that there's a dollar cost associated with workplace violence as well. And the reason that's important is because some of your CEOs don't really respond to things unless they understand that there's a dollar cost associated with them.